Crunch time is coming, and it's either Clinton or Trump. Some say it's choosing between two evils. So let's see what side the devil's sleeping on. It all started with a nickname, Crooked Hillary.
I'm self-funding. All of this is mine. When I fly in, it's on my dime, right? It's on my dime. And what does that mean? That means I'm not controlled by the special interests, by the lobbyists, and they control Crooked Hillary.
And special interests George Soros and Jonathan Tisch are said to be among Hillary's patron saints, that is, bedside devils sleeping alongside Crooked Hillary.
That's the new nickname, Crooked Hillary. Your response?
He can say whatever he wants to say about me. I really could care less. I'm going to stay focused on the issues because there are stark differences between where I think our country needs to be headed and where he would turn us back and undermine the progress that we've been making. So when I talk about jobs, when I talk about climate change, when I talk about equal pay, when I talk about a woman's right to make her own health care decisions and so much else.
Women's health care choice? That's Hillary's buzzword for abortion on demand. That's not progress, that's murder. Abortion isn't health care for the mother, it's an elective procedure undertaken to end an innocent life. The baby isn't a patient, the baby's a murder victim. And Hillary's squawk against Hobby Lobby goes way past its fight against abortion-inducing drugs.
America moves forward when all women are guaranteed the right to make their own health care choices, not when those choices are taken away by an employer like Hobby Lobby. Laws have to be backed up with resources and political will, and deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
And Clinton's got the political will to break in pieces the time-tested bedrock of civilization, the natural society of marriage and family.
LGBT Americans are our colleagues, our teachers, our soldiers, our friends, our loved ones. And they are full and equal citizens and deserve the rights of citizenship.
No one's denying their rights. But sodomy is an offense against God. Pushing perversion is a perilous task for any head of state to pursue. Yes, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. But a leader who defies God's law, inspiring millions to sin, brings that leader into a kinship with the Antichrist. For with Clinton's platform promoting abortion, perversion, and transgender confusion, that kinship is reflected in a two-way mirror. It unfolds into a four-way mirror with Hillary and her Jewish backers commingling with the devil himself. He will change the times and the seasons, said the prophet Daniel, when describing the Antichrist and how he'll overturn God's creational order. Hillary's political will to change deep-seated cultural codes and religious beliefs gives her a leading role in the prophecy. Is Hillary the Antichrist? No, but she sure comes close.